The word of scripture. This comes from Isaiah. And the last part is chapter 65 from the New Revised Standard. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. For the word in scripture, for the word among us, and for the word within us, thanks be to God. What do you want? You could say that question lots of ways. What do you want? What do you want? But this morning I'm asking, really, what do you want? We're moving into that season where we'll drift ever deeper into what we experience all year, and that's certainly a blizzard of advertisements and appeals to our wants. It won't be long now. The Christmas decorations will be up in the stores, and Santa will be shilling. And the advertisers will try to entice those wants, shape your wants, and even redirect your wants. But what is most powerful is when an advertiser can get you and me to see their product or service as a fulfillment, not just of a want we already have, or even a deep want, but a deep, intangible want. It's not just a car, it's status. It's not just a truck, it's power. It's not just a toy, it's happiness. Don't you want to be happy? These are the deepest wants, the intangibles, the deep ones that have to do with meaning and purpose, values and identity, love and acceptance. You know, we're offered something as a community of faith, and that's a journey into life-giving depth. And in that depth, we can find our deep wants. It's not that living life in a sacred manner might not involve the delight of some desired product or service, a needed new car, a comforting massage, whatever. It's that there is a call of faith to living into a depth that sees through the illusory or the shallow aspects of stuff and amusements into what is of lasting or life-giving value. In other words, what we deeply and truly want, what we deeply and truly desire and need. A faith which has resilience and wisdom knows that there are such things as enough, as when and where, as first things first, and even as beauty and truth. Such a way of life knows when it is the right time for a new car or a massage or whatever. But from the place of the soul, the question of what do you want can also be phrased, what do you long for? Let's go a little deeper. What do you long for in your heart of hearts? For what do you long for yourself and for others? Or even what do you dream and desire for the world to be? I like that word, desire. Feels like it's in the body, deep enough to mean something. And deep want is the place to which we are faithfully invited when we consider the identity and the expression of being a steward. Stewardship is more than just our October theme here. It's an always theme. It's an always theme of being a person or being a person in a community of faith. Next Sunday is Consecration Sunday, and we're all asked to make a pledge whatever we can for 2022 so that the church can plan responsibly for 2022. That's kind of how we do it in our kinds of churches. We plan things, try to be responsible. That's all right. And yet, it's good to remember on this journey of being human together in a community of faith that this occurs in the always context, that very context of faith and community. There's an always context of stewardship where we want to know what we value, what we trust, what we serve, serving something greater than ourselves. That's the always of stewardship. Some years ago at a church retreat, the congregation I was serving summarized that something greater as the flourishing of life. We could call it the realm of God or the body of Christ or shalom or justice, peace, and the integrity of creation. Isaiah called it, did you hear it? New heavens and a new earth. We could call that kind of something greater a faithful vision of what we really want, what inspires us, touches us, and calls us to celebration and action. That's a place of deep want, deep desire and vision. This talk of vision and hoping for something reminds me of the book Active Hope. It's by Joanna Macy and Chris Johnstone. Some of you might know Joanna Macy as that great Buddhist elder. I think she may be in her 80s by now and still out there doing what she does. She has a deep heart for the earth, for the environment. I love that the book has a subtitle because it makes sense to me. Subtitle is How to Face the Mess We Are In Without Going Crazy. That's something I'd like to know. And Macy helps us with that by inviting us into facing this crisis by viewing hope not as a feeling. Not as a feeling based on a prediction of what will happen. Hope based on a likely outcome. Oh, I hope it happens. Oh, it seems like it's going to happen. Maybe hope is optimism. Not that, but into a hope based on desire, based on intention, based on our highest vision of what we want for the world, what we most deeply value. What we most deeply value becoming real. We might say in the church, incarnated. It's here and now. Out of that vision of value and deep desire, we act. We act out our hope. Hence the title of the book, Active Hope. Our hope is active in our living out of and into the vision of what we deeply want. And as noted by Macy in that book and by others in the field of change, starting with the end in mind may be the very best way to begin. Starting with what we really want, starting with a deep imagining of what we want to see happen, that vision. And we can do that anytime. We can do it now. Perhaps we do it for Plymouth Church, perhaps for Fort Collins or for Colorado or for all of creation. It's happened already in part from the strategic planning team. They've offered a vision for Plymouth for 5 years looking forward. I commend that to you. Please look it over. See what they saw. And we can take a look and experience visioning right now. Maybe we go 10 years, 20, 50. So I ask you right now, maybe you want to close your eyes. I find it helps me. Close your eyes and begin to imagine with all your senses what it would be like to have your deepest hopes, the vision of your deepest wants come to be in positive terms. Imagine what you do deeply want. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What do you touch and taste? What do you hear? You can just breathe into it, feel it. Be with it. Let it be with you and fill you up. It might even take some courage to allow it. And see if you can be with that before going to a place of the how. My wife will tell you always that I go to the how too quickly. It's sort of like taking your glass away from the fountain a little too quickly. It's not yet full. You're going to need that along the way. But in that place, when we have filled up that positive picture, that glass is full of that nurturing of the vision, we feel it in our hearts, we feel a desire for it, we feel the joy and the energy of its presence, its full coming, then we can ask, how did we get there? How did I get there? And we can use our imaginations to trace backward in time what it took. What were the steps? What were the tangible and intangible resources that were needed? Or sometimes for me, it gets as simple as, if that's where I'm headed, what would I do right now? Who would I call? What would I need to know? What's a concrete action that would be my first baby step? I can think of instances in the life of churches I've served over the years, and certainly my own life as well, where I couldn't imagine how I would get to somewhere, to some way of being. But those churches did, and I did. And sometimes the time frame is not as long as I would have imagined, or maybe you can imagine. Maybe it's only 6 months ago or 12 months ago or 3 years ago before this project got finished. We didn't know how we would get there. Somehow the vision did manifest with a focus on the vision and persistent steps, and almost always with unexpected gifts and graces that we just can't yet see. The new was, and the new is birthed again. Even the hard to believe new. This morning's sacred reading can be one of those that's hard to believe. Did you have that sense listening to Isaiah, or what we call third Isaiah? Probably the last part of Isaiah. This is a voice in the prophet book of Isaiah that comes from a return from exile in Babylon to southern Israel, to Judah. And one would think that would just take care of it. We've come back, everything's great, but everything, as far as we can tell from the text, was not great. And so Isaiah apparently, or I should say the divine apparently, said, "Isaiah, I need you to speak something to the people. It might be hard for them to believe, but they need to hear it. They need to hear what the divine really wants to have happen with human beings, to have fairness for those who labor, that they be rewarded with adequate fruits for their labor, that people are healthy and live full lifespans, that there be an end to violence." Is that hard to believe, that that can happen? I know I have plenty of moments where that is just hard to believe. But as a person of faith, trying to follow Jesus and the tradition that Jesus knew, the best of it, I have to sit with this, and it has to talk to me and come into my vision. It's described beautifully in images that we can use to more deeply enter this reality, maybe this hard-to-believe reality, but I do feel that desire. Do you? Isn't that the world that we deeply want and desire? Isn't that the vision of it, what Isaiah said? These images invite us to see elders and children together, to taste fruit and feel the shade of the vines, to hear the pounding of the swords into plowshares. Wouldn't you want that? And so here and now, as much as ever, we are called to have a vision of the realm of God, a place where there is balance in the relationships of humanity and in creation, so that we see polar bears walking on plentiful ice and hear the songs of songbirds all over the place. We see the sight of whales breaching and of students filling classrooms in productive learning, of workers performing jobs with good pay and benefits. We smell good, nutritious, luscious food in the air for everybody and hear the sound of music and laughter. Now that I can feel and deeply want. If our prayer that heaven may come upon the earth is to manifest, we must be on the path of stewarding and stewarding well our individual and communal lives. And that includes the practice of feeling and holding vision, the vision of what we truly, deeply want. The flourishing of life. The flourishing of life that the God of grace and justice wants for creation. So I leave you with this, my friends, this morning. The questions. What do you see and feel and smell and hear when you imagine that vision of what God wants for the world? What do you see and feel and smell and hear when you imagine what God wants for Plymouth Church? And what can you do with your time, talent, and treasure to help manifest it? So may we be about the business, the practice of vision, the imagining that opens us and guides us and sustains us, so that we can be vital, joyful, wise stewards of the life that we have received. Amen.